Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So that is very, very good for those two teams. Two very nice wins. The Mets, of course, getting rained out again. You'll have the doubleheader today. And Boomer, the first one of us to go to a live sporting event in more than a year.
I went to the Rams-Cardinals game and did that game, so I was not a fan. I was actually in the building.
A little bit different, though. A little bit different.
Right.
And Jerry's done, obviously, his cold game. I'm talking about as a fan.
I was a fan, yeah.
And this is the first time any of us as a fan have gone to attend anything in over a year. So that is going to be very cool as you get to see your Rangers in person against the Devils, who you need to beat. You got to beat them every time you see them.
Well, we got them four in a row now. So this is the time as they sold off a lot of their assets and trying to rebuild their franchise. They've actually won games since they traded Zajac and Palmieri. So,
yeah, this is a time for the Rangers, who need to win almost every single game. They got to get the 8 points out of the four games, and it's got to start tonight. And if you are there, you'll probably be able to hear you. I can imagine. You got a lot of pent-up frustration.
You'll hear me screaming at Kreider if he's turning the puck over, taking penalties, and not scoring goals. And not overtaking the entire game with his speed and size. And, I just wish he would have a ferocious bone in his body just once. He's a great player. I love him. You know, I've always been an advocate for him. But, man, is he frustrating.
Let's go to Nick in Queens, who joins us on The Fan and CBS Sports Network. What's up, Nick? Good morning.
Good morning, Gio. Good morning, Boomer.
Hey, man.
I'm just calling a little disappointed in you, Gio.
Why?
I thought you were a Strong Island guy all the way through. You know, I thought you were a, everyday man.
I am. What is the – why am I not?
I mean, Kevin James, here we have one of our great Long Island guys, you know, brings all these jobs out to Long Island.
He is great.
Movies here.
He's great. I never said he wasn't great.
Nothing wrong with the way he looks. I don't understand.
He's a bigger guy, Nick. You know that. I know that. I'm a bigger guy. I can recognize it.
When did you turn into the fitness guru?
I'm not the fitness guru, Nick, at all.
But it takes one to know one.
If anybody looks at Kevin James and thinks that he's not a bigger guy, you're nuts. I'm sorry. What's the big deal?
Big is beautiful.
I'm not saying that it's not. I think, have a negative thought process in your mind, and you're hearing it a certain way. I'm just saying that when I look at Sean Payton and I look at Kevin James, I see Kevin James as a much larger man than Sean Payton. That's all. Like, someone wouldn't pay me to be an actor and be the Cliff Kingsbury play.
Well, they wouldn't pay you to be a fitness advocate.
I'm not talking about. I don't know where you're getting fitness. You got your joke in once. I don't understand the fitness thing. I'm not even. I never brought that up. He's just a bigger guy.
Mm.
He is. He's not a bigger guy.
Yeah, no, he has been.
His whole career has been based on him being a fat guy. I feel like I'm in a crazy world here. Well, I mean, this is what he's been. No,
he has.
Okay,
been.
Then why are you sitting there in silence?
Like, no, I'm not in silence. But I'm saying, like, even in his daily shows, he's been that guy.
Right.
Yeah.
What am I saying? It's wrong.
Nothing.
He's a bigger guy. He doesn't look like Sean Payton. That's all.
I mean, he's not Governor Christie big.
No.
How tall is Governor Christie?
I gotta look this up.
He's gotta be like 5'11", right?
I want to maybe smaller than that, maybe shorter than that. I don't know. Height. The 5'11". There you go, 5'11".
Yeah, so, you know, it's like all you guys are the same size.
All you guys?
Yeah, well, how tall are you?
I'm not on that level.
Well, how tall are you?
I'm 6 foot. Six foot on the dot, yeah. You want to measure me?
Stand up for a sec.
Sure. You think I'm the same? You think I'm the same? I'm like Governor.
No, you are taller.
Yeah.
You are taller, yes.
Yeah, see? Up yours, Boomer.
What? Now, why would you say that?
Because you said all you guys are about to say. Me, Kevin James, and Chris Christie? I don't think
you're bigger than they are. Taller. You're taller.
Taller, but I'm not as
well,
large.
You were up to, how big were you at one time?
253 pounds.
Yeah, so you were big like them.
But not like that. That's even worse, I think.
Well, Chris Christie's probably close to 3 pills, right?
Yeah, I would
I'm smart,
that.
And you're an idiot.
I don't think I'm.
Thank you.
Yeah, I don't think I'm.
Appreciate it.
253 was the highest I was at.
And what do you think Kevin James weighs right now?
Is he 5'8 or is he 5'11?
So what?
Is he 5'8 or 5'11?
I saw 5'8.
Okay. If he's 5'8, he's probably 265
what do you
pounds.
Think, Al?
265.
5'11.
More 5'8.
More 5'8. 5'8, 265 is a big guy.
I know. He is a big
guy. It's a big guy.
Your point is nonsensical.
No, it's not. He's like a fire hydrant.
Yeah. He's a bigger guy, though.
Yes.
I mean, I'm sorry if I was like offending people by that.
But listen, guys from Stony Brook, born in Mineola. You know, this is a Long Island guy.
He is.
You know, all the way through Long Island.
100%. That's
just
great.
Like us.
Right. I got it. I know. It's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Is he a real Met fan, though? Or is he a Fugazi Met fan?
No, he's a real Met fan.
Is he? Okay. Just making sure.
Why would you say a Fugazi?
Because I had heard that. Like, I don't know. He was only sort of like playing a part type of thing.
Right.
But no, I just always thought, like, when if you wanted like the funny big guy, you went to Kevin James.
Hmm.
No?
Yeah.
So Sean Payton, when I look at Sean Payton, I think, skinnier guy. He's gained some weight, but still smaller, skinnier guy. Just wouldn't have cast him. That's all.
You know, most football coaches do gain weight.
Yeah.
Stress and no sleep.
For sure. Yeah, well, Rex Ryan had the lap band and he lost some weight.
And then he ate right through it.
Yeah. That's why he can't get that lap band. You know, ate right through it. And then Todd Bowles had gained some weight when he was here, too.
Oh, yeah.
And I know about gaining some weight. I go up and down. I'm a fluctuator.
Well, here's Joe in a casket truck. Joey, what are you doing, bro?
What's up, Joe?
Stuck in traffic in the Bronx right now.
Oh, man. In a casket truck?
Well, yeah, my flatbed full of boxes to cremate people in, so.
Oh, okay, that's good. So what's happening?
Yeah. All right, so you guys are talking about the whole Kevin James thing. So my building shares a parking lot with Gold Coast Studios where he films all his shows and stuff like that.
Okay.
And I'll tell you, I've seen him recently. He filmed this new show where he is the pit crew leader for NASCAR. The guy has actually lost a ton of weight compared to what he looked like a couple years ago. If you actually look up pictures of him, on Google, there's a side-by-side comparison of him doing, like, a role where he plays, like, an MMA fighter. And he's actually in really good shape now, so he could probably pay a football coach.
All right, good. All right, then, yeah, I see it right there. You know, I see the side-by-side. I guess he's training in MMA now, too. Yeah, there is the side-by-side. He's, 80-pound weight loss, so there you go.
But well, there you go. Okay, so perfect.
That answers the question. So we're both right. How about that? He was the bigger guy, and he's lost a bunch of weight, and he's got himself in shape. So good for him. Yeah. But I'm seeing him in this Met jersey here, and he was huge. He was very, very large. And now
right,
he's
that was
shape.
Back around that All-Star game that we played softball at Citi Field as part of the celebrity softball game.
Right. Yeah, no, he looks, I guess he's training in it. He looks really good there. He's got the shirt off here. He's all muscular. Good for him. That'd be one thing, man.
Kevin in Massapequa Park. Kevin, what's happening?
Hey, Boom, how are you?
All right, good, man. What's going on?
I heard you, Gio, racking on Kevin James. Kevin used to work the door at a club called The Lot down in Massapequa for 107.
Really?
Yeah, he would beat Gio's ass for talking.
I'm not talking bad about him. I don't know what the hell is wrong with people.
People hear what they want to hear, man.
I'm
you know that.
I'm just saying he's been known as a big guy playing big roles his entire career. I'm not saying anything bad about him. He's funny. He's done great movies. The King of Queens had a great run. He's a Mets fan. I'm not saying anything bad about him. God, it's amazing. The guy was a fat guy, and he played fat roles. What do you want me to say? He has been. And when I heard that Sean Payton, that Kevin James was playing Sean Payton, it didn't make sense
to me.
But
I keep telling you, Sean Payton's a little fat.
Is he now?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you're fat shaming Sean Payton?
No,
now.
Here come all the Sean Payton
people coming out and want to defend him.
But I saw a side-by-side photo of the two, and I could see how Kevin James could be Sean Payton.
And lots of people can kick my ass, and I'm fine with that. Like, good. I'm not saying I could kick Kevin James' ass.
Yeah, you've never said that.
No. I don't think I can kick anybody's
ass.
You're
just saying that he played the fat comedic roles.
Jeez, man, that's all. Tell you.
And maybe he's had enough of that fat comedic role stuff. Now
maybe
he wants
to
get into MMA fighting, and he wants to be a little bit more serious about his acting.
Yeah.
You know, all right, so the other stuff wasn't serious because he made a lot of people laugh.
Right, of course.
And he does, the Gold Coast Studios, you know?
And where is that?
I want to say it's over by Bethpage, I think.
Really?
Yeah, the old Bethpage site where they had to clean up and everything, and they got the plume there and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah, the plume.
The plume.
The over by the plume.
Yes.
Over there. All right, just so everybody understands.
I think that's where it is.
All right, we'll take a look, see if that's where it is. I am not ragging on Kevin James. I'm just stating the obvious. As he was the big guy. He played the big guy. But he's got himself in shape. He's training MMA, and good for him. 80-pound weight loss.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
What's up, Jerry?
All right, Gio, brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. So much conversation this morning about Kyle Higashioka and, of course, Garrett Cole. But the Yankee relievers did the job, too. Big spot, 3-1 game, late innings. Darren O'Day facing Vlad Guerrero Jr.
Now, O'Day will deal 1-2 with runners on and two men out, bottom of the eighth. The pitch struck him out swinging.
Yeah, and that ended the threat, and that was pretty much the way this game went for the Yanks. A 3-1 victory in Dunedin over the Blue Jays as they get back to 500 at 5-5, and rightly so, a lot of conversation about Higashioka and Cole because those two really did the job. Cole, a little bit of a struggle early, but settled in, retired the final 15 batters he faced, gave up just the one run over six. He says you can't get frustrated.
You don't really have a choice, to be quite honest. Like, you got to Keep the same mentality, keep the same mindset.
Keep the same mindset.
All right, can't get frustrated.
What'd you think of that outing, Garrett?
You don't really.
Waka, waka, waka.
Here is his catcher, Higashioka. Says he really did settle in.
First inning, we kind of got into a little rocky start. He was a little erratic to start, and then he really dialed in the command.
Yeah, and just cruised from there. And we mentioned the fact that they were in Dunedin. Aaron Boone says, not so bad. Felt like a legit game.
It didn't feel like spring training, you know, just the whole day, you know, coming here like you would on a normal road trip.
although, as I said to Al this morning, when you had, as CBS Sports Network is showing it, when you had those shots to the outfield, that's when it looked like a minor league game or a spring training game. But other than that, it did look and play well, and that's where the Blue Jays will play for the foreseeable future.
I think that new Cardi B song, Up, was in the background of that Aaron Boone cut.
Is that true?
I'm not kidding. Yeah.
Let's try it again. Let's see.
It didn't feel like spring training, you know, just the whole day.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's it. That's Up, if it's up, if it's up, if it's up. Yeah.
Is that the song that I looked at the lyrics you showed me?
Yep, that was the one. Yeah.
I wonder if you can hear those behind it.
No, I don't think. You just have the Up, because she says Up a million times in the chorus. So
yeah.
I think you're okay. Yeah.
No Aaron Hicks in this game. Personal reasons, because of the shooting in Minnesota, he did not play. Jameson Taillon takes on Hyunjun Ryu tonight. We'll have it on the Fan following Carton and Roberts. Mets and Phillies will play two today after being postponed. And Marcus Stroman is going to pitch, and Luis Rojas thrilled.
For him to come and talk to us about that, about feeling good and going out there and pitching, you know, in a doubleheader scenario like we're having now, I think it's great to hear. So, you know, I'm glad he's stepping up for the team and doing this.
There you go. So he'll pitch the second game, the second part of this double dip against Aaron Nola. The first game will be Taijuan Walker and Chase Anderson. The Mets have played just five games so far. Most teams have played 9 or 10. Mets, as we mentioned, will be in Colorado Friday. Be interesting to see if they can play all three games there with terrible temperatures on Friday night. Also from last night, the Reds shut out the Giants 3-0. Angels over the Royals 10-3. Shohei Ohtani, a two-run double. Tyler Glasnow, 7 2/3, 14 Ks. Rays blank the Rangers 1-0. The Brewers score all six runs in the sixth inning. They beat the Cubs 6-3. Also, I forgot Kyle Schwarber's with the Nationals.
Oh, yeah.
He made his debut last night. He was one that was affected by COVID to start the season. He had an RBI double, and the Nats beat the Cardinals 5-2. And here's a little pop for BetQL. I was telling Al this. So I was looking at some of their topics, their tips, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And one of their five-star plays was the Nationals and Cardinals under 8.5 runs. So I took it, and I won. Final score 5-2. They projected 7 total runs to be scored in the game.
Oh, look at that.
That's
nailed
pretty
it.
Cool.
Right on the nuts.
They nailed it. I didn't nail anything, but
right.
I won, so that was kind of cool.
Let's see what their five-star play is tonight.
We can take a look at that. Twins and Red Sox postponed because of the shooting. Also, the Wild and Blues didn't play last night, and the Nets didn't play the T-Wolves last night either. The Knicks did play. They were at the Garden. There were no leaks in the roof last night. End up beating the Lakers.
Nice feed. Nerlens to Welt. Inside to Payton. Payton somehow gets it to go.
Sleight of hand by Payton to get the ball in the hoop.
And how about that pass from Noel? Payton now with a 20-point game.
That is Mike Breen and Clyde Frazier on MSG. Yeah, 20 off the bench for Payton. He barely missed. He was 9 of 12 shooting. Julius Randle at 34. Knicks 111. Lakers 96. Knicks back over 500 at 28-27. Coach Tom Thibodeau says the first five really did the job.
I thought that our starters really set the tone. I thought Elford was terrific.
He sure was. They had a 13-2 run in the third quarter in this game. Here's Thibs, who says it was more than just Randle on this night.
I think Elford and Nerlens are sort of the unsung heroes, but they add a lot to our team.
That's Nerlens Noel. Taj Gibson was good, too, especially rebounding the basketball. And for Randle, this was courtesy of MSG. He reflected back on beating his former club.
I mean, it's always fun. It's the team that drafted me. I was there for 4 years. So, you know, it's always going to be a little bit extra. It's always fun competing against your old team. But most of all, I just wanted to get the win and do what we've been doing, which is, you know, protect home court.
You're going to face your other old team coming up, two out of the next three. So keep it rolling. By the way, there's one five-star play.
All right, let me hear.
Today in baseball on BetQL. And it's the Mets in game one of the doubleheader.
They were a five-star pick last night.
Yeah.
I don't think it was Taijuan Walker. Wasn't it Peterson supposed to be starting last night?
Yeah, but they've got Taijuan Walker plus 110. Mets five-star played at 410 today.
Because my initial bet was a parlay, Mets and then the under on that Nationals-Cardinals game. And then it turned out to be just a straight bet because the game was postponed. So they're still five stars. There you go. Well, we'll see if the Mets can actually score a couple of. DeGrom's not pitching, so they might score some runs.
Yeah,
certainly is possible.
That is true.
Sixers beat the Mavericks 113-95, 36 for Joel Embiid. Dallas is teetering on that whole 7-10 situation. Here's Luka Doncic, clearly not a fan of this play-in tournament format.
I don't understand the idea of play-in. You play 72 games.
to get in the playoffs, and then maybe you lose two in a row and you're out of the playoffs. So I don't see the point of that.
Well, the point of that is to get more teams
involved.
Well,
what he forgets is that the regular season is truncated. So they're adding what you would think is a little bit more of an expensive TV buy for the TV networks by trying to create the play-in games.
Yeah, did he get a contract yet, Luka Doncic? Like a huge one?
I feel like I'd remember it if he did, like $50 million a year.
Yeah, he probably will at some point.
He will.
He won't be complaining about anything.
Yeah, but again, remember, so there's 10 less regular season games. That's why they're doing this.
Right.
I guess he forgot about that.
Now, is this something that's just for this year?
Yes.
Kind of like the whole baseball playoff situation was last year.
Right.
Understood. The Warriors beat the Nuggets 116-107. Steph Curry had 53 as he passed Wilt Chamberlain for the franchise leader in points, and he got it done early on as he had a monster first half. Here's Steve Kerr.
It was kind of surprising to see him break that record in the first quarter, though. You know, we all figured he'd find a way to get 19 points tonight, but maybe not in the first quarter.
Yeah, well, he did, and so he passed Wilt as he had himself a hell of a night. Jamal Murray left this game with what looks like a significant knee injury. Should get more details on that sometime today or tomorrow. Wizards win in Utah 125-121, snapping Utah's 24-game home winning streak. The Pelicans beat the Kings 117-110, and the Suns down the Rockets 126-120. Phoenix hit a million threes in this game. We heard from Sam Darnold yesterday, the former Jet quarterback, now the new quarterback of the Panthers, and he says, boy, what a roller coaster of emotions.
You go from being unwanted, and then all of a sudden, you know, the people in Carolina, you know, wanted me and obviously traded for me, and you go from being unwanted to wanted.
Yeah, well, he is wanted there now. He says he's happy to be where he has landed.
It was bittersweet, but meeting the people, like I keep saying, I mean, meeting the people around here and getting to know everyone and, you know, what the agenda is around here, it's I'm just very thrilled and excited to get going.
Very thrilled, and rightly so.
So I mean, it's like getting dumped, right? And then getting into a rebound relationship.
You know, it's interesting. Wouldn't you say sometimes you get traded because another team wants you so bad that they overpay to get you? That's got to be a cool feeling.
Well,
this is a little different.
I've been through two of these things.
Yeah.
But didn't you ask both times?
Well, the first time I did ask, but still, it you know, getting the phone call from the ownership telling you, hey, after 9 years, we're going to let you go. I mean, they had a hard time telling me that. They didn't want to let me go, but they understood the situation, and
I understood the situation.
And then the way that it ended with the Jets is they just didn't renew my contract. And then they replaced me with Neil O'Donnell the night after I won, like, Jet of the Year for the United Way.
Wow. How about that timing?
Right. So then, yeah, well, I mean, they knew it was coming, and they held off until after that United Way dinner, which was nice, which is they did the right thing in regards to me personally. So I appreciated that. And then I just went and signed a free agent contract with the Cardinals.
Sounds lovely.
But it's no fun. You know, I knew that Neil was coming from the Steelers.
Yeah.
I knew he was coming. So just like Sam, I had a whole offseason knowing that my time with the Jets was up. You never really know until it actually happens, but there's the human side of it where you're pissed off and you're disgusted, and the guys that you've gone to work with all these years now all of a sudden are looking at the shiny new toy, if you will.
Yeah, I mean, situations are tough to compare, though, just because he was here 3 years and he's 23 years old.
I was here 3 years and I was 37 years old, or 35 years old.
Right. I mean, that's a big difference.
Yes.
You know?
Well, again, you
had success in your career. He hasn't really had any yet.
Well, I mean, like, he was 20 when he got here.
Yeah.
And the amazing thing is, I remember when he was drafted, we're saying, okay, if he's 20 and he gets this and he finally figures this out and learns how to become a pro here, he could be here for 15 to 20 years, given how many guys are playing. He could actually gone to the salary mat four different times, which would have been amazing. But unfortunately, because of the instability of the organization, it led to his demise, which now he gets to be with one of the best offensive coordinators in football, most of us think, and maybe they'll find the magic button to push.
Think about what you just said. So Trevor Lawrence, if he turns out to be what everyone thinks he's going to be, forget the first and second, that third contract could be for $100 million a year.
It may be. I always say that's not crazy to say. But I always say this, though, you know, because I also had a very disappointing draft day. And I remember saying, and I have said this in past years, it's not about the first contract you signed. It's really about the second contract you signed, like Patrick Mahomes. So he got his first rookie contract, probably wasn't happy that he fell to number 10 overall, and, you know, was probably ticked off that he had to sit his first year. So he got his first contract. The first contract was because of where he was drafted. The second contract validated the greatness of how good he has become as a player.
And your second contract made you the highest paid player in the league, right?
It did, yes.
There you go.
Do you think we're going to see $100 million a year NFL quarterback?
I don't, not in our lifetime, maybe some other.
Did you ever think we'd see a $50 million a year offer in the NBA?
No, I didn't.
Right. No, well, you know what? I did, and I'll tell you why. Because that Michael Jordan, Patrick Ewing group all were making north of $20 million per year.
Yeah, but
it was trending that way.
But we also just had a quarterback sign a $500 million contract. I would have never thought that.
If he sees the end of it.
Well, okay. It's still a $500 million contract, though.
Well, on paper, it's a $500 million. Reality will tell me that it's probably half of that's guaranteed, which is still $250 million. I'm not saying that's anything to sneeze at, but it's not what Lindor just got for the Mets.
Right, which was every dollar guaranteed.
Every dollar guaranteed, although some of that money is deferred.
Regardless of stink or no stink, he's getting $300 and something million.
That's right.
Right. He'll be making $5 million a year until he's 45 years old in deferred payments.
Not terrible.
No.
Buck signed Giovanni Bernard. He gets a one-year deal. And Julian Edelman says goodbye.
It's been the best 12 years of my life. It's a hell of a run. And I can't forget you, Patriot Nation. You guys have welcomed me and my family to a region we do not know. We didn't know.
And made it their home for so long.
Couldn't he have edited that? Was that a video that he put out?
I think so. I mean, I think he was at Gillette Stadium. I'm pretty sure that's where he was.
Did we get a Sal Licata instant reaction?
From that, I don't know. No. But Sal has had a couple of good ones lately.
Okay.
I forget what he... Did you guys hear what he called him, Edwin Diaz, this morning? I got to go back and find it.
Diaz, right?
Was it? Like, what was it?
It's Edwin Tiaz because he puts a ball on a T.
Yes, that's because he's a human T.
That's right, a human T.
I actually found that quite funny. And Britt Reed, this is terrible news, just in terms of what they found. He was charged with felony driving while intoxicated for the involvement in the car crash. I guess the investigation showed he was doing 84 miles an hour right before the crash that critically injured this 5-year-old girl.
So, oh, he's going away.
Yeah,
he's going away.
7 years is what I read. And NHL tonight, you will be there. You will be in Newark. You'll be at The Rock.
Yep.
You're going to be painting your face.
No, I don't know about that.
And the Rangers are going to take on the Devils. Just keep your top on, all right, Boom?
I better not be disappointed.
Well,
we'll see.
You never know. And pressure's on. Can't lose to this Devils team, man.
And you know what they say about these two teams when they get together.
Throw out the records. Yeah. Well, hey, there were sellers. They're mailing it in the rest of the year. You got to take advantage.
They're not mailing anything in.
They got nothing to lose.
That's a dangerous team to play. That's exactly right.
Come on. I'm trying to build up the disappointment if they lose, Jerry. That's the thing. If the Rangers lose, just go with it.
Don't worry. Not only will he be disappointed, he will be downright ornery tomorrow if they lose.
Yeah, we do not need that, actually, now that I think about it.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And
sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
Are you into this Julian Edelman Hall of Fame thing or not?
Well, so interestingly you asked me that, because I did do a Sports Minute this morning. And you probably didn't hear it because you weren't listening to it again. You're probably in your phone, knee-deep in your phone trying to figure out.
I wasn't knee-deep in my phone.
What's going on with your audio-visual at the house? What's going on with the furniture at the house? Are we getting, you know, window coverings and all this other crap? So you're totally, like, disengaged, like, in the break.
Well, I can't even
talk to you
break.
About sports. I try to talk to you about sports in the break, and I can't even do that.
I thought that was a rule, no sports in the break. That was a rule that you told me.
I'm going to the Ranger game tonight. Yeah, the Yankees win last night. We had our Knicks win last
night. Yeah.
So there was a good opportunity for us to talk some sports off the air.
Yeah, I know. Well,
but you're knee-deep in, like, you know, just trying to figure out everything that's going on at the new house.
Hey, I
understand
that. Listen, the sports minutes, I don't catch them all.
I'm sorry.
I didn't catch that one. I did have to get up at one point.
Yeah.
Go to the bathroom. That's probably the time that it happened.
So, you know, during the football season, I often, you know, every Monday I do a radio program up there on WEEI.
Yeah.
And get a lot of opportunity to talk about a lot of their players. And one of the questions that they asked me, I want to say back in 2019, is whether or not I thought Julian Edelman had Hall of Fame numbers. And, of course, career-wise, he does not. But he is the second leading receiver in Patriots history. But when you put all the – I think he's played in 19 playoff games. That's another season of football.
Sure.
And you look at the accomplishments at that level and the big plays that he made for Tom Brady and how many first downs and how he reconfigured himself into becoming that preeminent slot receiver taking over for Wes Welker, I could sit here and make an argument, yeah, that he is a Hall of Famer because of his – success and because of some of the catches that he has made in the biggest games.
Yeah, there's so many peers, though, especially in this era of football, have put up ridiculous numbers.
I know
and
that.
When you compare man to man, it's just it's sort of difficult.
So let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Calvin Johnson, first ballot Hall of Famer, we all believe.
Yeah.
How many playoff games did he play in?
Zero. Zero?
Maybe one or two?
Okay,
I mean, Julian played in 19 playoff games.
I know, and he was great in them and made one of the great catches we've ever seen in a Super Bowl.
Against the Falcons. The Falcons, yeah.
Yep.
So, you know, it's one of those really hard things. You see a guy that performs on the biggest stage and makes the best plays and shows toughness, very rarely ever dropped the ball, and was so key in Tom Brady's success as a quarterback and for the New England Patriots. And a 7th-round overall pick, was a quarterback in college, and did what he did.
One of the great 7th-round picks of all time, Julian Edelman.
It's like Tom Brady's is the greatest 6th-round pick of all time.
He's the greatest player of all time. So, yeah, he's the greatest everything.
The greatest 6th-round pick, too, yes.
He's the greatest guy named Tom. He's the greatest quarterback. He's the greatest player. He's the greatest.
I don't know. I kind of really do admire and respect his play in the biggest of games. And how Brady always tried to find him. Now, of course, he had Gronk on the field most of the time with him.
Mm-hmm.
So he used to have a secondary option to go to where he would benefit from that because everybody was worried about Gronk. So he would certainly benefit it one-on-one inside and making the tough catches. So,
yeah, you know me. I'm a guy. Put them all in. Put them all in. They should all be in there. It's a museum. It's fun.
Well, I guess if you compare him to wide receivers – prior to the changing of the rules in the mid-2000s, and you look at his numbers and you look at his success, you know, you would say that he belongs in a Hall of Fame. Like if you compared him to, say, I don't know, John Stallworth and Lynn Swann.
Well, yeah, but...
And you look at their numbers and you look at his numbers.
The game has totally changed, right?
I agree. It's changed since I've been out.
Is Stallworth in the Hall of Fame? But it took him a while, right?
Yeah, it's like Harry Carson took him a while. And yeah. He was on one of the great teams of all time. That's the other thing, too. I mean, he benefits from playing with Tom Brady, benefits playing under Bill Belichick, all those great players that they've had up there. But I don't think he'll get put into the Hall of Fame, but I could make an argument for him to be in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I mean, it's all those big moments is really what it comes down to. It's just the fact that you knew that he was going to show up in the biggest games with Tom Brady, the fact that he was his security blanket for so long. I mean, that's why you remember Julian Edelman.
Right, but I always felt like we saw 10 of his games anyway, either in the 425 window on Fox and CBS or on ESPN or NBC.
Yeah.
So we saw a lot of his games nationally televised or the big television audience on a Sunday afternoon. So we know him. We feel like we know him.
Yeah. I think that he probably, just because the way this whole thing goes, he'll probably not get in.
No, he's not going to get in.
But I say put them all in. Put every player in who ever scored a touchdown.
See, he will not get in, but I'm telling you that I could make an argument for him to be in. And if he got in, I wouldn't be upset over it. Like, some people get, like, haywire over things like this.
I know. It's crazy. I've been saying this for years. I mean, really. Like, if someone gets into the Hall of Fame, think what that means for that particular person. Like,
that's all matters.
Yeah, really.
That's all matters. The one thing I will say, though, Craig used to really make a good point. If you're truly a Hall of Famer, you're going in on the first ballot. If you're not a Hall of Famer and you got to wait 10 years, then are you really a Hall of Famer? And then there are those guys that are in the Hall of Fame that they say are the Hall of Fame of Hall of Famers.
Oh, sure.
Like Anthony Munoz to me.
Hall of Fame of Hall of Famers.
Right. Randy Moss.
Hall of Fame. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Hall of Fame of Hall of Famers. Yeah, absolutely. Who, by the way, I get such a kick out of this, who is tutoring now Drew Lock.
Oh.
So that means that Drew Lock is now going to be spectacular because Peyton Manning is tutoring
his ass off.
I mean, I remember when Trevor Siemian, the year after Peyton left, got a chance to start some games. And he had success early, won some games for the Broncos. And they said, well, his time around Peyton Manning really turned him into a great quarterback.
Brock Osweiler got a huge contract off of that.
I mean, you're either good or you're not. Peyton Manning's not going to come in and make you. You know, Peyton Manning can take a really skilled quarterback and maybe give him a couple of tips. But if you ain't got it, you ain't got it.
Here's a question for you that I don't know the answer to. And I was thinking about this the other night. So when you take Hall of Fame great quarterbacks, Peyton Manning would be one. Tom Brady will be one. Brett Favre is one. Dan Marino is one.
Mm-hmm.
Steve Young is one. Joe Montana is one. When you think about all those quarterbacks, which quarterback and his success led to the most coaching hires throughout his career and after he was done? So like Brett Favre, you know, had that staff that had all those great coaches on.
It was probably Joe Montana because the Bill Walsh tree was the tree that had the most roots, right?
So the Bill Walsh tree created the Andy Reid tree or the Mike Holmgren tree, which then created the Andy Reid tree.
Yeah.
So you think it all stems back to Bill Walsh and Joe Montana.
That's what I would say, off the top of my head.
I would have to think that through and see where the cross-pollination is.
Excuse me?
Yeah. I mean, Sam Weish was a part of the Bill Walsh tree.
Yeah, I think it goes back to the Bill Walsh tree. That's what I think. So I would say Montana. But that team, it was Montana, it was Rice, it was Walsh.
But it was what Holmgren put together in Green Bay with Brett Favre that spawned Andy Reid, right?
Yeah, but there wouldn't have been a Mike Holmgren if it wasn't. Wasn't he with Walsh at one point?
So you're going to take a back one.
Yeah, I am. I'm taking a back one. Why not?
So ultimately, Bill Walsh is the big.
That's what I think.
Or is Vince Lombardi?
No. Well, Vince Lombardi, that was a long. I mean, he is the guy. But
he was the guy for so long for so many coaches.
Yeah, I mean, you can always keep going and going and going. But I think, to me, it really started with the Walsh
He's the big copper beech tree that's got all the branches.
150-year-old copper beech.
Yeah, he's the 150-year-old copper beech tree that, you know, here's the Holmgren branch, and here's the, this branch. And yeah, I think it's him. That's what I would say. Holmgren is just the next one, and then he had a great, great branches and a great coaching tree.
Yeah, it was just, so then you're saying it's Montana is the player that spawned all these coaches. Because yeah. I know Brett Favre spawned a hell of a lot of coaches, including – didn't John Gruden come from that?
I think so.
Gruden, Andy Reid.
Steve Mariucci, was
Steve
he a part
Mariucci,
of that?
The Mooch.
The Mooch, who's now been on NFL Network longer than he was a coach.
Yeah, he probably enjoys this better.
Him, probably.
Not the workers hard and gets paid pretty well.
No, there's a lot of them. It's crazy when you look back. But I would go, I would say Montana over Favre. I would.
What about the Belichick tree, like the Parcells? That's Parcells.
It's gotten better, yeah. I mean, but that's Parcells, then Belichick. He was really bad in the beginning, the Belichick tree.
Tom Coughlin was part of that.
He was. There's always a tree.
There's always a tree.
Yep. Joe Judge, Belichick tree.
After hiring 24 other guys or 25 guys.
He's got his own freaking tree.
That's a tree and a half.
Yeah.
Eddie Scazzeri has an intern tree.
Eddie Scazzeri and the intern tree.
Yeah,
you do.
He's got a lot of people.
I give us some examples there, Eddie.
Jerry Recco.
Intern.
Bob Dwyer. Greg Giannotti.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what about like the big stars?
Well, wait a second.
Yeah, the really big stars.
like a Kevin Burkhardt.
Hey, whoa.
Well, he was not, no.
I know Gio's in the swing in town of Sayville these days, and he's a big shot. But other than that, do you have anybody bigger than Gio?
Well,
Ian Eagle.
Wow. I did not hire him. He was actually an intern the year before me.
Who hired him?
Probably Len Weiner.
Lenny Weiner, the Weiner.
Yeah.
Like to take a look at his tree.
Well, yeah, how about the Weiner tree?
Burkhardt was not in one of your interns, though.
No, he was not. Right. No. Andrew Catalan.
Andrew Catalan?
Yep.
Really? Well, I didn't know that.
Yep.
Am I your biggest hire?
If I do pat myself on my back, yes.
Well, I mean, I have to now redeem myself after Al just shot me down.
I feel like Andrew Catalano, that guy's on NFL Red Zone.
Yes.
A lot of people watch that.
No, that's the different guy. Andrew
Catalano.
Siciliano.
Oh,
that's
confusing.
Yeah. So screw you,
Al.
Oh,
yeah, no, you're right. You don't even know the guy. Yeah.
So wrong.
I thought we launched a whole bunch of people from FAN. I guess not. I guess I was incorrect.
Well, no, Eddie. Well, there were. I mean, so Craig and Ian Eagle were both interns, but Eddie didn't hire.
Yeah, those were before my time.
Right. So, but in the Eddie tree, I don't know.
I think you're right.
It's like a little bush.
It's
like a little boxwood. You're not a tree. You got a boxwood.
Well, no, it's all the support staff people.
Oh, now we're talking support staff, too.
Head coaches. They don't matter at all. F them.
Matter. You know
they're
why?
Irrelevant.
You know why they matter? They work the hardest and know the least, but they are the reason.
Right. So I'm the offensive line tree.
There right, that's fine. But I'm talking about head coaches, and we're talking about talent like Gio.
Well, yeah, there you go. Shining example.
Right here.
One. So you have a bush. It's like a bush. This is what it is. It's not a tree.
Well, Jerry Recco.
And he had a school in New Jersey.
He did have a school.
Me and Jerry.
Yep. Chris Carlin.
Okay, Chris Carlin, another one.
He ate the tree.
Mark Malusis?
Moose, yeah.
Okay.
There you go. Thanks for helping me out. I forget.
Yeah.
Can't even remember your pupils. I can't believe that.
JJ?
JJ?
Anafa.
Well, he won a contest.
No.
He won a contest.
No. He was an intern first.
He was?
Yes.
I don't remember that.
He was a production intern.
Yep.
Where is he now?
Anafa. No, he's no longer Anafa.
Yeah, Anafa.
Anybody know, has anybody heard from him?
I have not.
Nope. Is he in witness protection?
He might as well be.
No, I have not. Just that first day that he announced he left, I heard from him.
All right, so your tree now is growing a little bit.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, Moose, Carlin, me, JJ. Moose and I are the only ones left hanging on right now.
What a group.
Yeah, yeah.
What about Sal?
Yes, Sal
Licata. Yeah, Sal Licata, yep.
Okay.
He's in there. Yep.
Giving his hot oven mitt takes. Yo, what about Ian? Not Ian, Adam.
Shine.
Adam Shine.
Yeah, Shine. Yep.
He was an intern?
Yep.
Okay. I didn't know Shine was in. You hired Shine. I didn't realize that.
I think that was me and Spitz.
Okay.
I lived and died on every single one of these shows. It's my heart. It's my soul.
Hork.
Blood.
Hork.
Guts. everything I got every single night. You got it.
How would he say Odyssey?
D-Wax. My blood, my guts, my saliva.
I lived and died on it.
My E-Wax.
E-Wax.
Everything that came out of every orifice. My blood, my guts.
On a fat.
My tears. My E-Wax. My saliva.
On a fat.
My semen.
Oh, stop.
I poured it all out.
Stop. Robbie at New Hyde Park. Robbie, what's happening, brother?
Boomer, I haven't stopped laughing since you said cross-pollination.
Yes.
Gio, congrats on the new house. I'm moving out to Patchogue myself.
Oh, so, thanks, man.
We'll see each other on the main street.
I hope so.
So my point goes back to the Hall of Fame debate, and I know my brother-in-law is listening. He's going to agree here. In my opinion, and I think Boomer might agree, if it's too much of a discussion about being a Football Hall of Famer, you're not a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, I know that. I agree with you, and I think that's probably.
I think Megatron is an example that I agree with you that he's a first ballot, even though he didn't have the postseason career, but he was the best at his position for an extremely long period of time. Whereas Edelman was also great. I don't want to take anything away from the guy, but a role player and doesn't have the numbers. And the Football Hall of Fame is, in my opinion, the best one that keeps out those that are marginal. And I think they have the best integrity around that. So,
yeah, it took Harry Carson forever to get in. Joe Klecko should be in. Kenny Anderson should be in. There's a lot of guys that are not in. The reason we're talking about Julian Edelman is because he just retired. And we've all seen him 19 playoff games. I mean, come on.
Yeah, no, I know. It's a great career, but it doesn't. We can just say that a guy's had a great career. It doesn't have to be defined one way or another.
Yeah,
just
know.
Because it's Hall of Fame. I mean, he had a tremendous career and an unforgettable one at that because he had one of the great catches in Super Bowl history.
I always think about this. I say, okay, when we're playing a team, who do we have to stop in the most important part of the game? Like, what's the guy that we don't want to beat us? So, like, you don't want Ovechkin beating you on the ice. So you got to make sure you know where he is.
Sure.
Right? That's like weaving a hockey reference.
Yeah,
I'm getting ready to go to the hockey game.
Yep.
Like Edelman was a guy on third down that was going to kill you if you didn't stop him. And they tried a thousand different ways to double team him, keep him outside, don't let him go inside. And he and Brady had such an awareness together on the field. That's what made him so great, that his football IQ was ridiculous. It's off the charts.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of people, too, that say that Brady made him. And that's
I could say that he made Brady too. I'm like, it's a football, it's a team.
But they
game.
Had Welker before Edelman,
and then I would tell you they couldn't do it without their offensive line.
Sure. All right.
I mean, come on.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world.
Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.